shortly after 10 at night. 15 minutes since the murder of Gordon Weber. As a few blocks from the murder apartment, Gus Jansen watches Ed Beekman's daughter fight to control her tears. Kate doesn't notice how keenly Gus watches her. She doesn't suspect any motive for her interest, save friendship. Now...
Katie. Kate. Get hold of yourself, Kate. People are stopping to look.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
You got out of your system now?
I think so.
Then tell me.
About Gordon?
You'll need a friend, Katie.
I hate to talk about it.
You'll have to someone. Wouldn't you rather to me?
Well...
That's my girl. Now, how did he die?
There was a knife, and there was blood on it. God.
Now, wait, don't try to talk now. Come on. My car's right over there. I'll take care of you. Get in, Katie. Now, you went to his apartment. Why?
He said he was going to prove things about you and my father.
What things?
I don't know. He never told me.
He was lying to you, Katie. He only wanted to get you alone.
Oh, I guess I should have known better. He was drinking. He'd been drinking a lot. Instead of...
Yes?
He was fresh. I got scared and I ran into the bedroom. I locked the door. Oh, that was foolish too, but I didn't think. He knocked on the door and he said he'd break it down if I didn't come out. And then...
Yes?
He stopped knocking. I didn't hear anything for a minute. And then I heard Gordy's voice. He was begging. And then he screamed. Oh, it was terrible. I waited for a few minutes, I don't know how long, and then I opened the door. And I didn't see him, not at first. And then I did.
When you heard Gordy's voice, did you hear him mention a name or hear other voices?
No.
Do you know if it was a man or a woman?
No.
Everything was just as you told me. And you did tell me everything.
Of course.
Kate, I'm your friend. I hope I don't have to say I want to help.
I know, Gus. And I'm grateful.
Then please, trust me and please don't be hurt by what I say.
What are you talking about?
You, me. Kate, it's hard to believe.
Oh. Oh. Now I know what you're thinking. Gus, do you think
I'd understand if you did. Gordy was a mean, dangerous guy. No one could blame you for protecting yourself.
But I didn't. Really, Gus, I didn't. I ran away from him.
Forgive me, Katie.
Gus, how could you think that I
didn't want to, and I don't now. But you ran away.
What?
You ran away after he was killed.
And you thought, because I ran away... Gus, you know why I ran. I was scared, and Gordy looked... Well, I couldn't stay there.
I understand, Katie, because I know you. If only you'd called the police and told them.
Oh. I never thought. I only wanted to get away. I'm beginning to think clearly now. And you're right. I should have called the police. I'll tell them now.
Yes, you'll have to, of course, and explain as best you can why you ran away. If only... Kate, did anyone see you leave the apartment?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, that's a break. Go back and phone the police. Don't let on you ever left the apartment. No?
I can't go back in there. I just can't.
Then phone them from the corner. Tell them what happened and where you are. They'll come to you. Tell the police you ran straight to a telephone. I'll let you off in front of the drugstore. Oh, and Katie, better tell your mother and father. Prepare them for it. What is it?
My father.
What's he got to do?
Everything.
To got to think about yourself.
I have to think about him, too. Oh, Gus, he's on parole, and he just got a promotion.
Well, all that's separate and apart.
No, you don't understand. He's happy. For the first time since he came home, I almost wrecked everything before. Now, if he learns I went to see Gordy...
You can explain.
How can I explain all those months I worked in the club? And how... I've got to think. Tell me what to do, Gus, please.
I told you, phone the police and tell them.
Tell them what? What can I tell them? What can I tell them? I don't know who did that to Gordy.
No.
It isn't as if I could help them. If it was just me, I would go back. I want to. Don't you see? Don't you see what it would mean to Pa? Gus, you understand.
You really mean it, don't you? You take a real chance to keep from hurting him.
It isn't as if I could help the police. A chance?
Yes. If you don't tell the police you were there, and if they should learn, you'd be in a jam here, a real jam. I think you should go back.
I won't hurt my father and mother, Gus. Don't ask me to.
I'm thinking of you. Remember, it'll be worse if the police find out.
You explain. And I understand. I'll take my chance.
I'm proud of you, Katie.
Then you do understand.
You know I do. All right. I'll drive you home.
Now, in the murder apartment, police technicians photograph the scene as Perry Mason draws his secretary to one side.
Bella.
Yes, Chief.
First chance you get, go outside, phone Audrey Beekman, tell her what has happened.
Oh, Perry.
Warn her that she will be questioned by the police.
Okay.
And then phone Jackson, tell him to stand by to get rid of habeas corpus for Ed Beekman.
For Ed?
Yes, this looks tough. Oh, come help.
Sorry, I had to keep you waiting. You know Beekman pretty well, huh, Mason?
Uh-huh.
He did you a favor?
A big one. His testimony helped me break the Walter Bott case.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Beekman went to prison because he stood up to be counted.
And I hate to nail the guy, but... Well, it's my job. Let's go.
Where?
Talk to Beekman.
All right, let Miss Streeter down and move my car, will you?
Don't worry about your car.
I really think I ought to move
you
it.
You come with us, huh, Miss Streeter? Now, Mike, wait outside, hmm?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Ed?
Well, I'm okay, Mr. Mason, but I'm worried about Audrey. Did you phone Audrey, Mr. Mason?
Nobody phones her, not yet. I want Mr. Mason to hear this. Beekman, you were in stir. You're on parole now. Now, you know Mason. If you know him, you trust him. Now, Mason is standing here because I want a guy that you can trust to back up what I say. Beekman, the medical examiner, is just about positive that Weber was killed with the knife that we found laying beside him. He can't be dead sure until the autopsy, but off the record, he knows that Weber was killed with that knife. We found fingerprints on that knife. Your fingerprints.
Oh, Perry.
Now, Mason, every word I just told him is true. His prints are on the murder weapon.
What are you asking, Lieutenant?
Tell him that I'm not lying.
Halverson is not lying, Ed. He shoots square.
Okay, Beekman, let's have it. I can't promise you a thing. You're on a one-way street. But if you get it off your chest, I can promise that the street won't be so rough.
You mean confess?
Mm-hmm. And I'm asking in front of Mason so you'll know that I'm not handing you a fast shuffle. Now make it easy on yourself.
I've got nothing to confess.
Tell him how it stands, will you, Mason?
He doesn't have to. I know what I'm up against, but I'm not going to confess because I didn't kill.
I'd like to believe you, fella. Mason?
I didn't kill him.
Halverson, Ed is not a liar.
Maybe not. But there are times when any man will tell a lie. You'll have to stick around a few minutes, Mason. I've got something to tell you. Beekman, it... Never mind. If you need any cigarettes, just ask the sergeant.
You know Ed Beekman's fingerprints are on that knife only because Ed took action to protect his daughter. But for whatever reason, his prints are on the knife that killed Gordy. And now, Well, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?